We are a tiny part of a universe that is made of an infinite amount of space, matter, and time. There is more space than matter. All matter is made of particles of light. Light particles are the base unit of all matter, from the tiniest particles to the largest galaxies. In this sense, light particles are the most basic atoms. The basic order of matter from smaller to larger is light particles, electrons and positrons, muons, protons and antiprotons, atoms, molecules, living objects, planets, stars, globular clusters, galaxies, and then galactic clusters. The universe has no start or end. The same light particles that have always been continue to move in the space that has always been. Matter in motion can never be created or destroyed. Matter can never be converted into motion, and motion can never be converted into matter. Light particles become trapped with each other and so form structures such as protons, atoms, molecules, planets, stars, galaxies, and clusters of galaxies. This accumulation of light particles into atoms may be the result of particle collision, gravitation, or a combination of both. All of the billions of galaxies we can see are only a tiny part of the universe. We will never see most of the universe because no light particles from there can ever reach us. Most galaxies are too far away for even one particle of light they emit to be going in the exact direction of our tiny location, and all of the light particles they emit are captured by atoms in between there and here. As telescopes grow larger, the number of galaxies and the distance we can see will increase. There is a pattern in the universe. Light particles move from highly dense volumes of space to volumes of less density. In low density volumes, light particles slowly accumulate to form atoms of hydrogen and helium, which exist as gas clouds like the Magellanic Clouds or Orion Nebula. These gas clouds, called nebulae, continue to accumulate trapped light particles. At points of high density, planets and stars form, and the cloud is eventually dense enough to become a galaxy of stars. The stars emit light particles back out to the rest of the universe, where the light again becomes trapped and forms new clouds. Around each star are many planets and pieces of matter. On many of the planets rotating around stars, living objects evolve that can copy themselves by converting matter around them into more of them. Living objects need matter to replace matter lost from the constant emitting of light particles, decay. Like bacteria, these living objects grow in number, with the most successful organisms occupying and moving around many stars. These advanced organisms then move the group of stars they control as a globular cluster away from the plane of the spiral galaxy. As time continues, all of the stars of a galaxy are occupied by living objects who have organized their stars into globular clusters. These globular clusters together form an elliptical galaxy, and then finally a globular galaxy. The globular galaxy may then exist for a long time, living off the matter in stars in addition to matter from external sources. So free light particles are trapped into volumes of space that grow in density, first forming atoms, then gas clouds, then stars, a spiral galaxy, an elliptical galaxy, and finally a globular galaxy. Globular galaxies at our scale may be light particles at a much larger scale, just as light particles at our scale may be globular galaxies at a much smaller scale. This system may go on infinitely in both a larger and smaller scale. An expanding universe seems unlikely to me. The supposed redshifted calcium absorption lines may be a mistaken observation. For one reason, because spectrum size changes the position of spectral lines, as clearly shown in the 1936 Humason photo, and because the distance of a light source changes the position but not the frequency of spectral lines. The oldest meteorite yet found on Earth, 4.57 billion years old. The oldest moon rock returned from the moon, 4.53 billion years old. The oldest terrestrial zircon, evidence that the crust and liquid water are on the surface of Earth. A terrestrial zircon is not from a meteorite.